The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut November 2nd, Wednesday edition of the program. So much to discuss, friends. Joe Biden gave a speech where he fumbled, and by fumbled, the media means he lied because he lies all the time. And it's really unfair because then they say, well, maybe he was just confused, which we say, well, hold on a second. You said that he's not senile. So if he's getting confused while he's speaking and saying things that make no sense, what's that all about? And they say, shut up, January 6th or something like that. Biden's going to be speaking tonight, by the way, about the threats to our democracy, which I just want to be clear. You have to say it like that. If you're going to talk about threats to our democracy, you have to say it like you have, as a man, zero testosterone and are afraid of the dark and, you know, all kinds of stuff, afraid of outdoor spaces. So we'll discuss. Plus, they're throwing everybody they can into the mix in New York, all these different Democrats. You've got Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, trying to save the candidacy or the reelection prospects of Hochul, the perhaps worst, definitely dumbest governor in America. We'll break that down for you here in a second because we got so much. Oh, and I got a movie review for you as well because we cover many things here in the Freedom Hub. We have many discussions. We wear many hats. Speaking of hats, which is something you put on your head, a pillow is something you put under your head. And my pillows are amazing. See what I did there? My pillows, they're incredible. I sleep on them every single night. You've got to try these products for your home because Mike Lindell's built this amazing company, a company that gives you great home products that are so comfortable at such a great price. And he supports your values, my values. Mike is there with us. He's one of us. Right now, you've got a great deal courtesy of MyPillow. The MyPillow set you can get, six-piece towel set, two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually, this is $89.98. For a limited time, You can get this set for the low price of $39.98 with promo code BUCK. It's over $50 in savings. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and now for the holiday season, they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and December 25th will have their money-back guarantee until extended until March 1st, 2023. All you have to do to get the six-piece towel set is go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials. Amazing, amazing price, $39.99 on the towel set. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. All right, now let's talk Biden. Not a joke. Here I am, Joe Biden. You know, hey, folks, I'm going to yell and say some crazy stuff. Then I'm going to sort of get Southern for a moment because that's what Joe Biden's been doing recently. No, really. And then I'm going to creepy whisper. Hey, if I whisper right in your ear, maybe I sniff your head, you'll believe me. This is what this guy is doing. This is the president of the United States. Yikes. It's not good, friends. It's not a good situation that this guy is in charge. And we saw more of this yesterday. Okay. They say that Biden fumbles and stumbles, and that's their word for lies. Now, there are some lies that are just bizarre. I mean, for example, here he is. This is cut six. He says that he went to Joe Biden gave a speech yesterday. He says he went to a historically black college or university, Delaware State University. Listen to this.
It's great to be at Florida Memorial University, one of the nation's great HBCUs. I'm a big fan of HBCUs. I got my start at one of those other HBCUs, Delaware State University. Okay, that's pretty good, man.
He didn't, in fact, go there. Does Joe Biden not know where he went to college? Went to University of Delaware. Does he not know that? I think he knows that. So why is he lying about that? Why is Joe Biden lying? He doesn't care. He just gets away with it all the time. But then there are some things where he says something and you say, no, this is actually wrong. You can't just do this. You can't just make this stuff up. Even if you're going to creepy whisper, or even if you're going to say, not a joke. I'm not kidding. I'm folksy Joe. I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. That's what he always says. Oh, I'm not joking. I'm not kidding. You say, no one thinks you're joking or kidding, Joe. Well, you're the president, which is a remarkable indictment of the Democrat Party and what is possible in American politics these days. That's a whole other part of this. But this is a problem, what he does here. He keeps saying that his son, Beau, died in Iraq to make people think that his son died in the service of his country. And now it's tragic that his son died of a very serious brain tumor. It's an awful thing. It affects people. It's heartbreaking what happened to his son. No question about that. But his son didn't die in combat or even in the service of his country in Iraq. But he keeps saying it. Play clip eight.
They talk about inflation. You know, we're dealing with it for a whole second. Inflation is a worldwide problem right now because of a war in Iraq and the impact on oil and what Russia's doing. The war in Ukraine. And thinking of Iraq because that's where my son died. Because he died.
His son didn't die in Iraq. His son died 6 years after he came back from Iraq of a brain tumor. Why is it acceptable to the media for Joe Biden to lie? Well, we all know because he's a Democrat and that's the way things go. He lied about another thing. He says that he spoke to the man who invented insulin. Here he is. Play clip nine.
How many of you know somebody with diabetes needs insulin? Well, guess what? And when Debbie and I passed this law, it included everybody, not just seniors. And so what happened was we said, okay, you know how much it costs to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him.
Well, that's strange, Joe, because he invented it in 1921, which as old as Joe Biden is, he's not that old. And the guy also passed away before Joe Biden was born. So I'm pretty sure, unless Joe Biden was having a seance, he did not speak to the departed inventor of insulin. And so there's that. And then there's just the other part of this, too, which is, is Joe Biden even of sound mind? I think we all know the answer to this, but here he is. He's on the campaign trail for Charlie Crist, who is just, Charlie Crist is oleaginous. He is oily. He is so fake and just, it's unctuous. It's gross. Say anything, use any line. Doesn't matter. I mean, Charlie Crist has run as everything except a Green Party member at this point. Might as well run as a communist all out the next time. He doesn't care. Just wants attention. Just wants to be in the spotlight. Wants power. This guy is ridiculous. Here he is, or here Joe Biden is, on the campaign trail for Charlie Crist. Play 7.
Well, if anybody think if we're doing it for the first time now in the 21st century, going into the 20th, from the 20th century going into the second quarter of the 21st century, that we'd say 12 years is enough? I think 12 years is enough in the, going into 20, 30, 40, 50?
Sure, 12, 15, 7, 12, 5, you know.
What? Doesn't matter. He's president, everybody. President. Guy has the nuclear launch codes. That's who has the nuclear launch codes with him at all times, just in case.
12, 15, 40, I'm going to whisper 50, 89, 15, 22,
hike. I mean, it's just crazy. He just says whatever. No one cares. Doesn't matter. Democrats all on board for this. Says nonsense. And here he is. Are you picking up a little bit of a Biden fake Southern accent here? Play clip 10.
A senator from Florida? Going after Medicare and Social Security? I tell you what, I don't know where, as they say in Southern, don't know where y'all been. Hot damn, boy.
I don't know where y'all been.
It's ridiculous, folks. Look, Joe Biden is a huge drag on the Democrat Party right now in many ways, but the Democrat Party is the biggest drag because their ideas are bad and they've been wrong about everything. And this is obvious. They don't even have interesting arguments to engage right now. It's not even like in the opposition they have some points like, well, you know, okay, I got it. No. They spend too much money. They cause inflation. They're terrible on the border. The border's wide open. They are soft on crime because they think that the more criminals we let free from prison or don't prosecute at all, the safer we'll be somehow or something. They're crazy. None of this stuff even makes any sense. So this is why, you know, Joe Biden's giving a speech tonight. You know what he's going to focus on? I just want to take a moment. The top three issues right now in every poll you'll see are inflation, economy, put those as one, crime, and the border. Do you think Joe Biden's giving a speech tonight where he's going to try to unite people on those issues, where he's going to say that the Democrat Party will do better? No. You know what he's going to do? He's giving a speech on threats to our democracy. He gave that horrific red backlight Emperor Palpatine, you know, Eye of Sauron for Lord of the Rings fans. He gave that speech in August, which everyone said was bizarre. So weird. And now tonight he's going to give a speech about threats to our democracy, election deniers. This is amazing because don't ever think it's past them to do this. I think you will see Democrats who are currently lecturing you on election denial, deny some of these election results that are about to happen. That's right. They're going to say, oh, no, there was voter suppression and they cheated. That's what I think is going to end up being the case here. And you might say, well, come on, that's so transparent. That's so dishonest. Yeah, that's who they are. They don't care. They do it because they can. They do it because they want. They have emotions. They have desires. There's no principles involved for these libs. They don't care. Anyway, and then there's New York and the New York State race, which I'm very focused in on. And they're throwing everybody they can at the situation. Oh, including Hillary, who seems to think that her best pitch to the voters, Hillary Clinton. Hello, Hillary. Her best pitch to the voters is that they're too stupid to know what's really at stake right now. too ignorant to understand what the issues really are. We'll get there in just a second. Let me tell you, you see what I'm sitting in it right now. Some of you watching me on Rumble, if you're a podcast listener, rumble.com/TheBuckSexton Show. I'm sitting in this amazing chair. I sit in this thing for hours a day. It looks really good. It feels really good. It gives me tremendous back support. It's the most comfortable office chair I've ever had. I'm in it right now. I do my radio show in this. I do my podcast. I do all my on-air work in this chair from X Chair. It's the best of the best. I mean, this is the most comfortable, most stylish looking office chair. And when I say office, home office or your office, whatever. But it's if you're going to be doing work, if you're going to be sitting or just even, you know, reading for long stretches, you need to have a really comfortable, supportive chair. That is what I have with the X Chair. There's an X Chair for every style and budget. And there's an X Chair for you. Check out all the options and their financing plans. Because, look, you're going to be paying for a great chair here, but you can finance it. So it's $20-something, $21 a month is actually what it can cost you for an extra. $21 a month. You're sitting in a chair all day. It's worth it. That's, in New York terms, $21 a month is like three lattes. So if you're drinking a latte every day, you know, trust me, it gets expensive. Xchairbuck.com. That's where you need to go. Xchairbuck.com. They have all different sizes and colors and packages you get to put together. Do you want armrest? Do you want a heated pack behind you? Do you want a massager? It's amazing. Xchairbuck.com. No other chair can compare to Xchair. Go to Xchairbuck.com. Now, well, I mentioned Hillary, and she's out there because if you're going to talk about election denial, who could be better than Hillary Clinton? The perhaps greatest election denier of the Democrat Party in the modern era, although Al Gore might want to have a word or Stacey Abrams might want to have a word. There are a number of people, prominent Democrats, who just said, oh, I didn't really lose. They cheated. I didn't lose. They cheated. That's a common thing for Democrats. Here's Hillary realizing that the red wave is probably coming and going to happen on Tuesday.
I think with all of the noise that we've got in this election season, I don't think people are able to really grasp that. But more importantly, I'm not sure they really understand the threats to their way of life. They may think that whoever's chairing a committee is, you know, kind of abstract. But the Republicans in the House and others are on record saying that they are going to put Social Security and Medicare up for a vote. Now, I don't understand why every American, not just people eligible for those two programs that they have paid into, that they have worked hard for, that they have earned, are not up in arms.
Really, Hillary? Social Security. That's the last ditch effort here to save some Democrats in elected office jobs or get them elected. Say that Republicans are going to steal your Social Security. They're going to take it away. No, they're not. No, they're not. It's not happening. No one's campaigning on this. No one's saying this is going to happen. But lying is something Hillary really excels in. She is very good at lying. And now I bring you New York because Hillary's speaking out to try to help Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, keep her job. Kamala Harris is also, they're being deployed to New York City as surrogates to try to make sure that Kathy Hochul can hold on. I keep telling you, Lee Zeldin's going to win. He's going to win. I have faith in New York that Lee Zeldin is going to win. And here, for example, is one of the reasons why. Crime is bad in New York City and actually statewide. It's bad in all the major cities of New York. It's gotten a lot worse in recent years. Buffalo, Rochester. Rochester is a really bad violent crime problem for a city of that size. And Kathy Hochul is now, after trying to tell us there is no violent crime or just crime in general problem, here she is trying to tell New Yorkers, and this is, you're going to see this echoed by Democrats in a lot of different ways, a lot of different places in the country, telling everybody that that they're addressing it and the tactics Republicans are using, it's just fear-mongering. Play 14.
We work together in the subways. We've added more cops. We've added cameras to keep people safer. We've added more care for the people severely mentally ill. So we've been working together on this for a long time. Say all you want, but we actually have a strategy. It's not sound bites, it's sound policy, and that's the difference between us, and that'll be the key to our success in the next week. Democrats focus on facts, but we also don't ignore the fact that there's real human emotion here. People are scared, they're hurting, and a lot of it has to do with this unsatiable effort by the Republicans to scare people when I'm out there actually doing something to literally keep them safe.
Okay, so people are scared because Republicans are telling them to be scared, not because they're actually worried about the crime that's happening in their neighborhoods that they're very aware of. I'm aware of the crime that happens in New York City. I've been aware of this for years now, meaning that it's worse than it was before. This is where the Democrats, this is the eventual fallback, that if they lose, it's not because they're awful and they're wrong. It's because the voters aren't smart enough. The voters have fallen victim to Republican propaganda. Democrats were pushing for defund the police and pushing for no cash bail and pushing for Soros prosecutors to be in charge in pretty much every major city in America, with a few exceptions. They're pushing for all of that. And now when the crime rate goes up, as every intelligent person assumed would happen in response to that, they go, oh, we didn't do anything. No, I think people recognize what this is. So anyway, I think Lee Zeldin's going to win. I think World War I is a fascinating period of history. I just bring it up because there is a movie, All Quiet on the Western Front, that I watched last night with Carrie, my fiance, on Netflix. And I got to say, it's really good. It's really well done. It's in German, so it's all subtitled. But it's a tough watch because they show the brutality and the violence of the front on the First World War, being at the front, being in combat in the First World War in a way that is, I think, very accurate based on the descriptions I've read, very true to life. But it's good programming. It's amazing to me. You take a classic of literature and an important subject and you do it well, and you have a good end product. There's so much garbage that, whether it's Netflix or Amazon Prime, there's so much garbage that they spend all this money making. And it's frustrating because there are such amazing periods in history and amazing stories, and whether it's fictionalized or tries to be true to life, and drama and creative storytelling, all this that could be done. Anyway, I just would recommend for you, All Quiet on the Western Front is a good movie. And a reminder of how war is hell, and we want to stay out of wars whenever possible, however possible. Thanks for rolling with me today, team. Great to be with you as always. Thank you to all my Rumble subscribers as well. We're growing. We're going to be at over 100,000 subscribers here soon. If you keep spreading the word, posting it on your social, posting a link to the Rumble show, it's rumble.com/TheBuckSextonShow. If you put that on your Facebook page, for example, it can really help, and we want to keep growing it. And thank you so much. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.